The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. We don't know when the Vikings first arrived in the Isle of Man. We don't know where they landed either. What we do know is that they first appeared in the Irish Sea something over 1,200 years ago. The earliest records of a Viking raid is in the Annals of Ulster, which speak of an attack on Innispatrick and the breaking of the shrine of Doc Enna on St. Patrick's Isle in 798 AD. No, sorry, not the one at Peel. The one in the Skerries off the Irish coast near Dublin. When the Vikings did appear off the Isle of Man, it was populated by the Celts, who were living a quiet and comfortable life, and their idyll was shattered by the invaders, but the Vikings had come to stay. They had started life back home as fishermen and traders, but in time they found plunder more profitable as they ranged out towards Britain and Europe. The Vikings who came to the Irish Sea were Norsemen from what we now know as Norway and Denmark. Their famed longships were shallow draft, narrow in the beam, and pointed both forward and astern, making them ideal for running up beaches and into bays and creeks. They had one large sail, but in battle at sea the crew relied for manoeuvrability on the oarsmen, usually 10 on each side. The Vikings wore iron helmets, no, definitely no horns, and a mail shirt of iron rings, leather or wool clothing, and to do their business they carried a circular shield with a central boss, and they wielded swords, spears, and, most famously, battle axes. In battle they were strong and fearless, and even joyous. They believed pillage to be honest theft. Only sly, secret theft was dishonourable. There's also no doubt that the Vikings recognised the strategic location of the Isle of Man handy for raids on the coasts of the Irish Sea. What is also beyond doubt is that the Vikings who came as predatory warriors stayed to settle down and intermarry with the Celts, after they had first of all seized for themselves all the more fertile land areas. Evidence of their presence and settlement in the island is plentiful. Viking ship burial sites have been found, what I understand to be the first being at Knockadooney in Andrus in 1927. A chieftain had been interred in his 20-foot longship with his weapons and also fishing gear. His horse and dog were sacrificed and sent with him into the next world, which would have been based wholly in pagan belief. Grave goods found in other similar excavations showed links with workshops in Scandinavia, Ireland, Britain, and Europe. The Vikings were, in many ways, the first true Europeans. As for visual evidence of their place in Manx history, there is much of this in the archives of Manx National Heritage and in the Manx Museum. All you have to do is go there and see it. But the Isle of Man was not the centre of Viking power in the Irish Sea. That was Dublin, and the Isle of Man was ruled from there. The Manx throne eventually went, by force of arms, to King Ori, Godred Crovan, in 1079, and his dynasty lasted until 1266, when Magnus, King of Norway, sold ownership of the island to King Alexander III of Scotland. But by this time, the mingling of Viking and Celtic blood had given reality to what became the Manx people, the you and me of today. Also, in spite of all this, the Isle of Man does not loom large in the more general and accepted histories of the Vikings and their conquests and travels. When you come to look at it, the occupation of the island was, well, a bit of a sideshow in the general scheme of things. But it can't be wholly dismissed as such. The Viking presence in the island led to it becoming the home of what lays fair claim, although it can be challenged, to being the oldest continuous parliamentary assembly in the world. Tynwald, the grandmother of parliaments. They can't take that away from us,